Bartimeo's quick temper snapped. He seized a pawful of pebbles and flung them at Tim, who was digging higher up the pile.
By the fur! Can't you stop loading muck down on top of me every chance you get?
Bartimeo grumbled. Tim straightened up.
Sorry.
Sorry's not good enough.
Bartimeo snorted.
Just watch where you're chucking that stuff, will you?
Tess passed Bartimeo a broad leaf containing water she had scooped from the stream.
Here, drink this and cool down. We'll get nowhere yelling at each other.
Bartimeo dashed the leaf from her paw, his face livid with anger.
It's all right for you to talk. Your father isn't buried in there, is he? Where in the name of a claw has that hedgehog got to? It's going to take him half a season to find a branch so we can lever these rocks out.
Over here, little hero. We've got your friends over here.
Bagai and Skinpaw had Jube and Cynthia tied by their necks on a rope. Still flushed with temper, Bartimeo grabbed a chunk of rock.
Come on, Orma, Sam, let's charge them.
They had reached the lower edge of the rubble when Slagar's voice rang out mockingly behind them.
My, my, aren't we the bold ones? Go ahead, try it.
Bartimeo whirled about to face Slagar and half a dozen others who had circled round to join him. They were all heavily armed. The young mouse, still driven by rage, hurled a rock. Slagar dodged it easily and drew out his fearsome weapon. The three leather thongs whirred as he swung them in a circle, the metal balls at the ends of the thongs clacking together viciously. The masked fox pointed at Tess Church Mouse.
Drop that rock, mouse! Any of you runaways, make a move, and I'll smash little Missy's skull to a pulp. I never miss.
Tess closed her eyes tight and clasped her paws together.
Run, Bartimeo! Run for your life back to Red Wall! Bring help!
Go on. Do as she says.
Slagar sniggered with glee.
After I've killed her, I'll kill you. To slay the warrior of Redwall and his son in such a short time would make my revenge complete.
The rock fell from Matameo's open paw. Hot tears sprang to his eyes as he hung his head in defeat. They were roughly herded together by Bagai and Skinpaw. The rope was looped about the neck of each of the friends as Bagai bound their paws in front with thongs. Slagar nodded towards the South Woodland fringe.
Right, let's go. Oh, you can take your time now. There's nobody following us anymore.
Orma made a strangled noise, halfway between a growl and a sob. Dragging the captives with her, she fell back upon the huge mound of rubble and began digging furiously. It took all the slavers to drag her off. Beating with canes and rope ends, they bludgeoned the little group off along the south trail through the summer woodlands. Realisation of what had taken place hit Sam Squiddle like a bolt, and tears trickled from his eyes. They all cried, all except Bartimeo. His eyes were dry, jaws clenched tight. He strode upright, ignoring all about him but Slagar. Never once did his gaze leave the figure of the masked fox. Slagar dropped back a pace to talk to Skinpaw.
How far off are the others?
He asked.
Within 2 marches of the Great Cliffs. I've told them to wait at the foothills until we arrive, Chief.
Good. It shouldn't be too difficult to catch them up. What are you staring at, Mouse?
You should have killed me back at the canyon.
Matameo's voice was flat and contemptuous. Slagar eyed the bold young mouse and shook his head.
I've killed your father. His sword is buried with him. That's enough for one day's work. You, I will let live to suffer.
Bartimeo stopped marching. His friend stopped also. The young mouse's eyes were hard with scorn.
Then you're not only a cowardly murdering scum, you're a fool. Because from now on, I live with one purpose only. To kill you.
Slagar was taken aback by the determination and loathing that emanated from Bartimeo. He glared savagely at him, trying to frighten the young mouse into submission. Bartimeo glared back, completely unafraid. He was a different mouse altogether. Snatching the willow cane from Skinpaw, the cruel one struck out, lashing Bartimeo several times. The cane snapped. Slagar stood shaking, breathing hard through the silken mask. Bartimeo curled his lip defiantly. He had not even felt the blows.
Get yourself another cane and try harder, half-face.
Skinpaw, Magi, keep this one marching up front with you. Move!
Matameo was dragged off to the front of the column. Slagar marched behind, visibly shaken, glad that he could not feel the young mouse's eyes boring into him from behind.